God bless you. 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 Welcome. We're going to welcome you to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day absolutely can transform your life. God does not need a whole day, a whole week, a whole month. He really just needs a moment. But I'm grateful for the 15 minutes so that we can study His Word together. We can grow together. We can learn together. We can praise God about His Word together. Let's pray. God, we love you today and we honor you for being the God that you are, for being one that takes us out of one thing, puts us in another. God, your hand is forever on us to protect us, to cover us, to keep us. For that, God, we say thank you. Recognizing, God, that we could not have waken ourselves up this morning. Recognizing we could not have given ourselves our heartbeat. Realizing, God, that it's not because of our know-how that we're able to see this morning. But again, it is your goodness, your grace, your mercy towards us. And God, we'll be forever grateful. God, as we delve into your word this morning, God, speak to us in such a way, God, that we will not be able to deny that you are speaking to us through your word. Holy Ghost, open our ears, open our hearts to be able to receive what the Lord has for us today. God, we pray on today that as you speak to us, God, that we will be forever changed and transformed simply because of your word. God, we honor you. And we pray, oh God, for each and every person who has joined us this morning, who counted it not robbery to take of their time, take of their sleep, take of their slumber, take of their rest, take of their preparation time to hear what you have to say. God, bless their time with you and bless our time together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Again, we just thank God for being alive. Everybody can't say that this morning. But can you just say to yourself, I thank God that I am alive. This morning, we are going to read from a very familiar passage of scripture, the book of Psalm, Song 34. Remember, the book of Psalms is a book of songs. And so we are going to read the 34th Psalm. And we're just going to read, we're going to read the first eight verses. The first eight verses, those are familiar. Yeah, those are familiar. So I could read the entire chapter. Yeah, I'm just going to stick with the first eight verses. I really entertained reading all of it, but just for this morning, we'll read the first eight verses. Psalm 34, reading from the New American Standard Bible. It reads as follows from verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul will make its boast in the Lord. The humble will hear it and rejoice. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces will never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his trouble. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and rescue them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. And the word is blessed on this morning. Going back to the first verse that says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I have a question for all of you this morning. How long is your continually? How long is your continually? If we had to wrestle with any word that is in these eight verses that I read out of Psalm 34, we may wrestle with the word continually. That is because we know how to praise God occasionally. When we get a call back from a job interview, when the the physical test comes back clear, when doors open for us and we're able to see a financial way out, see, that's when praise comes easy. But David didn't say occasionally. He said continually. See, that means no break. It means no pause. It means we get no off season. So I've got to ask the question this morning, how long is your continually? Does your praise stop when things get tight? Does it pause when life gets rough? Or can your continually stretch across both the good days and the bad days? See, you all, David wrote this psalm after he had a close call in enemy territory. So much so of the close call that when he was captured by the king, Achish, he had to act like he was crazy to escape the Philistines, but then later realized that it wasn't his trick that saved him. It wasn't him acting as if he was that crazy. It wasn't by his own cleverness that he was saved and delivered. It was God's hand. And so out of that revelation, he declared, from now on, I'll bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. You all, that is the kind of shift that we need, from circumstantial praise to continual praise. I want to take these last few minutes to show you three ways how you can stretch your continually. First thing you can do is to continually seek God. Continually seek God. If we looked at 1 Chronicles 16 and 11, it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. You all, you cannot have a continual praise if you don't have a continual pursuit. If you only run after God when you're in trouble, then your praise is going to sound panicked. It's not going to sound powerful. But when you seek God continually, when you seek him daily, when you seek him in the morning like you're doing right now, when you whisper his name throughout the day, when you thank him at night, you all, we get to a place where our heart remains tuned to him. I want you to think about this thing. The more you seek God, the more you see him. Y'all ain't said nothing this morning. The more you seek God, the more you see God, and the more you see God, the easier it is to praise God. Everything, every little thing becomes a reason to bless his name. Come on, safe travels from home to Publix or the grocery store, unexpected favor, just even waking up this morning to seeing new mercies becomes a reason to bless his name. So if you're continually feels weak, strengthen it by seeking God. Don't look for God just occasionally. Chase after and pursue after his presence daily. You all, the other way that we can stretch our continually is to continually stand. Psalm 119 and 44 says this, so I will keep your law continually forever and ever. You all, praises isn't what you sing. It isn't just what you sing. It's how you stand. Anybody can sing a song. Yeah, for real. I'm not talking about what they sound like. But anybody can sing a song. But continual praise shows up in a steady life. When you stand on God's word without wavering, you're praising him even when your lips are silent. When you forgive instead of fighting back, that's praise. When you choose honesty on your job or with your friends, that's praise. When you stand on his promises in the middle of your pain, you all, that is praise. Continual standing means your life and your lips match. I promise you, I feel like preaching this morning. It means worship doesn't clock out. after Sunday service, and it means that people around you see that God is worth trusting no matter what comes. Let me get to this last so I can leave this alone. How can we stretch out continually? We say by continually seeking him, by continually standing on the word. And then the third way you can stretch your continually is to continually shout. Now, what does that mean? What does that mean, continually shout? Well, you all, Luke 24 and 53 said that the disciples were continually in the temple blessing God. You all, there is something about when the believers come together and praise God in public. It's power when praise becomes public. Continual praise is not just your personal praise, but it is a shared praise. Something happens when we praise God together. Something happens when my hallelujah is connected to your thank you, Jesus. My hallelujah gets strengthened by your thank you, Jesus. And your testimony tends to fuel my faith. See, that's why the enemy tries to get us to stay alone. That's why the enemy tries to isolate us. He knows that when believers get together, when believers worship together, when praise becomes contagious, it means and it makes sure that your continually doesn't run out. So please do me a favor. Don't keep your praise to yourself. Let your praise ring out in community and in witness. See, somebody else's breakthrough may be connected to your shout. So I'm going to ask you one more time. I started this with this question. I need to close with this question. How long is your continually? When Psalm 34:1, when David says, my praise shall continually be in my mouth, how long is your continually? Is it long enough to make it through hard times? Is it long enough to survive disappointment? Is it long enough to outlast both the valley and the mountaintop? Because the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. If he's still God, then he's still worthy. If he woke you up this morning, he's still worthy of praise. If you're breathing right now, he is still worthy of praise. So come on, let's make up our minds this morning that we're going to continue to seek him daily. That we're going to continue to stand on his word. That we're going to continue to shout his praise in the company of believers. Because when you're continually connects with his consistency, you will find that you have strength that doesn't run out. You will find that you have peace that doesn't fade. And you'll find that you have a joy that doesn't break under pressure. Again, David wrote, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not just when times are good, all times. Not just when things look favorable, all times. Not just when you got money for the bills, all times. Not just when friends are speaking well of you, or your enemies, better yet, are speaking well of you, all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So I want you to open up your mouth this morning. And I want you to declare with David that my praise shall continually be in my mouth, because my continually is just that, continually. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you. We love you today. We give you praise, God, because our praise really is continual. We don't want our praise to be occasional. We don't want our praise to be situational. We don't want our praise to be circumstantial, but we want our praise to be always. God, help us to recognize that you are an always kind of God, and because of that, you deserve an always kind of praise. God, help us to get to a place where we praise you no matter what. God, as we go about the day to day, let us praise you. Every moment we get a chance, let us praise you. And God, we know that if we praise you, that somebody else is going to grab hold, and that praise is going to become contagious. Bless us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazingly God bless day in Jesus' name.